You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells, brought to you by Smoothie King, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Wintersville Fitness, VitaFuse, and Factor X Fitness of Thomasville. And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello, and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. This is Maria Wells, your host. Here we are. Been a long time coming here, January 2019, our new edition of Fit Talk Radio. So very, very excited about being back. It's been a long time. Chase, how are you doing?
Good. I'm doing really good. How's your New Year's going?
Well, it's been better, but I'll talk to the listeners about it here in just a few minutes. But just a lot going on. I hope everybody had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A little disappointed about our last show of the year, but had technical difficulties here in the studio.
That's right.
So Santa Claus was not able to be here. And I guess that's just the way it goes sometimes. So hope everyone was not so disappointed about it. But we will certainly be back this year with a vengeance. We've got so many great new programs coming on Fit Talk Radio. So just very, very happy to be here today.
That's right. This New Year's actually going by fast. We're already halfway through the month and about to be into February.
Absolutely. But we've got three great shows coming up here tonight. On the 24th and on the 31st. Next Thursday night, we'll have Dr. Alan Medley. We'll have from Moultrie, Georgia, the medical weight loss doctor, and Blake Williams, which Blake is no stranger to Fit Talk Radio.
That's right. We've had him on a few times.
We have, and he is part of the medical team over there that teaches and helps with medical weight loss.
Okay.
So, you know, right now it's January and everybody's trying to get ready for the new year and
That's
bikini
right.
season. So, and of course, medical weight loss, obesity is rampant in America. Everything is oversized, including our bodies. So we're going to be very happy to hear them. Then on the 31st, we're going to be over in Thomasville, Georgia, at another spa, an aesthetic clinic over there, new place opening up. It is part of VitaFuse, which is VitaFuse is part of our Fit Talk family.
That's right.
We'll be part of a Vita Beauty party, Joe. So that's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I got the invitation today,
there.
I believe.
A lot of good things going on with that. So I'm kind of excited about that, Chase. So just a lot of things going on. We've got Melissa Eikenberry with us tonight. Eikenberry. I'm going to get it right before the year's out again. Okay, I have to start over, Melissa. What can I say? But with Wintersville, of course, Wintersville is a big part of our Fit Talk family here, and we'll be talking with her shortly. And then in just a little while, we'll be talking with Kelly Ramirez. And I believe Joe is the one who has brought Kelly on tonight, and she has the Spa Aesthetic and Wellness Center here, new place here in Valdosta, Georgia, right here at our back
that
door.
That is awesome.
So if she can make us more beautiful, Joe, we certainly want to hear all about it.
We want her on all the time.
There's
showing
no
us
way
all those
can be more beautiful. There's no way.
Oh, Chase, you're just so great. That's why we love you. Well, I understand you've got a lot of new things happening with you, Chase. You have stepped out and moved out and have your own new place, I hear.
Moving on into the adult world. It's awful.
Pay that rent. Pay that light bill.
So many bills. I don't know how people do it, but it's definitely something I'm learning and something I'm trying to get used to. I'll tell you, it makes you learn a lot about yourself, makes you grow up a lot, I'll tell you that. And so I'm excited for this journey and excited to be out of the house and on my own and looking forward to what God has planned for me.
Well, we wish you luck, and of course, we love you here at Fit Talk Radio.
Love y'all too.
Yes, we do.
Most of the time, make us sound really good, doesn't he, Joe?
Yes, he does.
Well, I talked at the end of last year a little bit about that we might have a big surprise for our Fit Talk fans, and we're not doing it tonight because we're just getting started back in the new year, but we're going to be live on Facebook most of our shows going forward.
That's
so
right.
Y'all will be able to
Yay.
See us on Facebook Live. Not only will you be able to hear our great voices, but you'll be able to see our beautiful faces. And
That's right.
And Chase's handsome face, and anybody else that we have as guest on. Kelly, you have lucked out tonight, and you're going to have to be seen on Facebook. But when you come back, you will. So, Melissa, that means we've got to put on makeup every week. So, I mean, you know, that's going to be really bad. That'll be your one day. Well, we're going to just take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Bikini season is just around the corner, and we all know you want to have the best beach body ever. Factor X Fitness in Thomasville can help you get your summer body and help you keep it. For only $20 per month and no contract with the latest in aerobics, along with state-of-the-art equipment, functional training, and a personal training staff with over 40 years' experience. So call us and get your best beach body ever. 1314 North Jackson Street in Thomasville. That's 229-236-2348.
We are VitaFuse. Our motivation is to help athletes achieve their full potential. We realize all the blood, sweat, and tears it takes to be a champion. We also understand all that hard work takes its toll on the body and the mind. That's why we offer cutting-edge hydration and nutritional support to keep you at the top of your game. Learn more online at VitaFuse.com. That's VitaFuse.com.
My name is Sean Eikenberry. My wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. We are locally owned and operated, and Melissa and I are both military veterans. Our 10,000 square foot gym is equipped with the top of the line Life Fitness weight and cardio equipment. And we have 5 tanning beds and also a daycare. Additionally, we have certified personal trainers on staff, and we offer group fitness classes to include Zumba, FitMix, Spin, and our most popular boot camp. Melissa started the first boot camp in Valdosta over 8 years ago. You can view our website at wintersvillefitness.com, find us on Facebook or Instagram, or call 469-4292. Stop by today and check out Wintersville Fitness, where you can build a better you.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, along with Joe Pate and Melissa Eikenberry. Tonight. Joe, Happy New Year. So glad to see you.
Thank you. It's been a long time since I've been on the show, and I missed everyone. And 2019 has been wonderful for me. I'm so glad to see 2018 behind me.
Amen.
Except for the birth of my two grandbabies, which has kept me out of being here for the last 3 months. But other than that, I am just super, super excited about 2019. It holds a lot of wonderful, exciting adventures for me. I'll just say that. And off to a great start and ready to get beautified and learn all about this aesthetic beauty.
Well, tell us who you brought with us, what brought with you here to Fit Talk Radio tonight, Joe.
Well, I have our guest in the studio tonight, Kelly Ramirez, who she and I go way back. We were roommates as single parents when our children were two, and I think mine were about 4 or 5 years old. We've known each other for years and years and years, and then kind of went our own separate ways, and kids grew up and whatever, and then ended up, my daughter Kylie went to Wiregrass Technical College, and Kelly was her aesthetic cosmetology teacher, instructor there, and now I believe Kelly has left Wiregrass and has ventured out to start her own business. And so that is why I brought her on the show tonight, for us to get a wonderful start on taking care of our skin, our beauty, our whatever her services offer. She is the owner of the Spa Aesthetic Wellness Clinic here in Valdosta over on Bemis Road. Is that correct? And so I just want to introduce Kelly. Thank you, Kelly, for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So tell us, what made you venture out and want to start your own business, Kelly?
Well, it's always been a dream that, to have my own business, and just happen to have a passion for skincare. Been doing this for over 2 decades, and so at midlife, the dream came true. And
isn't that wonderful how that happens?
Yeah.
You resemble that remark, don't you, Melissa?
I guess I have enough energy for it. With these smoothies, that'll help me.
Oh, yeah. I like to help y'all out with your smoothies. We'll talk about that later. But okay, so tell us a little bit about what all the services are that you offer at your aesthetic spa clinic.
Okay, so we are a good combination of medical aesthetics, but we brought in a holistic element. So we feel like there is a place for both. So we do medical and holistic skincare treatments. That's anywhere from just regular facials to chemical peels, microdermabrasion, and we'll be offering certain things like microneedling and things like that in the future. We have massage therapy.
That's great.
Neuromuscular therapy. And we also have some things like lash extensions. My business partner does that. And
me and Joe are a fan of lash extensions.
Are you?
Yes, we are. We love our lashes.
Take a look.
They're beautiful. It's beautiful.
Once you get lashes, lash extensions, I don't think you can ever go back to mascara.
Yeah.
Except for on the bottom lash. Right. That'd be about it.
My business partner, Talara Giddens, who is currently the instructor at for aesthetics out at Wiregrass, she does the lash extensions. I don't have that fine-tuned kind of skill that she has.
It takes a fine-tuning.
It does. It takes an artist almost, really.
It does, and she does a great job.
Well, that is awesome. Well, so tell us basically... like, do you have any specials going on right now? Like, what is your favorite or recommendation to start the new year off, maybe for someone who's never gone into a spa, had a facial or a peel or, you know, whatever? How do you evaluate that person?
Well, the special we have going on right now through February is a microderm massage package for $99.
Oh, that's
so
not
that's,
bad.
That's a great way to get started. You get the massage and then you get to see us for the microderm. We do a full consultation, so we learn about your skin. We get a good history, medical history, all those things, and then we recommend where you should start. So usually a good place to start is some type of microdermal exfoliation treatment, and then we go from there. We also do a holistic skin mapping. It is a technique we learned with Osmosis Skincare, and it's basically looking at... You know, what's happening on the skin, on the surface, is directly connected to the inside.
What's going on? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's
wonderful. It took me a long time to learn that and understand that, Kelly, that whatever's happening outside of, on my skin or, you know, in your mouth, for instance, you know, there is something going on in the body that's causing that,
right.
You know, and causing this, you know. But, you know, when we're young, Joe, you know, we worship the sun.
Yes.
You know, we just, you know, we're looking for things just to make us look good from the outside in. When you get my age, 60 years old, you're looking for things to help you from the inside out. So it's a total role reversal, you know, and mindset.
Right.
When I was, and I'm going to commend Wiregrass because when I was here in Valdosta working, we would go to Wiregrass. The girls from the gym would go to Wiregrass and get the facials and the spa that they offer so that the girls could work on us.
Right.
A great place. I understand you taught out there at Wiregrass.
Right.
So, you know, I was very impressed with what y'all were teaching out there and the girls. It was very much like a spa setting, you know, even though it was a learning center.
Right.
But I really, really enjoyed that. So, but let me ask you a question. You know, I'm 60 years old. I have had some Botox, but, you know, what could you do for a 60-year-old who has been in the sun a lot, has some, you know, scarring from acne as a young girl, and then, you know, some sun damage? What can you do for skin like that?
Well, there, you know, without... not seeing your skin close. We would do some resurfacing, which could be laser, could be some deep chemical peels. It would just depend on, you know, when we get up close and look. But that's usually where I start, a good chemical peel. I'm doing a training next month on a new kind of peel that goes down to the dermal layer and really is great at lifting that sun damage. So it's like a new you. It's all that new skin coming to the surface. But also doing monthly skincare treatments, some kind of light peel. Do a deep peel, then you do some light peels, and a good skincare.
So absolutely.
Need that skincare with those anti-aging ingredients. Anything with alpha hydroxy acids. You need lots of hyaluronic acid because we need hydration, which is what that is. And that plumps the skin.
Wow, sounds great. So, Joe, there we go, our package, and we can look beautiful in 1 week.
Yay, that's what we need.
We can look more beautiful. How's that?
That sounds better. I also see that you're going to be having microneedling and Botox coming soon, hopefully. I know that's in the works.
We are. We're working on to do those particular for injectables and for microneedling requires a medical director. So you've got to have oversight in the state of Georgia for those. And so we're working on that now. We're excited. Hopefully soon. I don't have an estimated date yet, but we're getting there.
And then also, I see that you offer oncology skincare treatments.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that.
So I'm glad you brought that up. Start in February, and I believe February is Cancer Prevention Awareness Month. So we're actually going to start offering oncology facials to people going through treatment or after their treatment.
Isn't that fabulous? That is out there to offer cancer treatment.
I've never heard of that before. That's very interesting.
So oncology patients, when they're going through treatment, their skin is very compromised because, you know, the chemotherapy, all those treatments just break everything down. Mm-hmm. So there are things you cannot do for those patients between skincare, facials, and massage. So that's what we learn with oncology aesthetics is how to treat and care for those patients that are going through treatment but need a little extra care.
Yeah, because they're so delicate.
Mm-hmm. And just having that time, someone that's just giving a loving hand, not that their care team in the medical field aren't, but this is just a little more intimate, more personal, and I think it helps mentally and emotionally as well.
Absolutely. And then the spa caregiver's facial. Mm. Wow. Isn't that very thoughtful? Because the caregivers really get worn out and run down, you know, taking care of those that are sick. And so that's a great thing that you offer as well.
Yeah. And that's something that's very needed. I've not been a caregiver. I think we've all had cancer to affect us in some way and have seen people that are taking care of family members or friends. And being in this field, I've had a lot of patients to come in my previous job as well, is they have been taking care of their loved one for years, could be years, you know, doesn't matter how long, and they've just let themselves go. They stopped taking care of themselves because they're putting it all into that.
They're so consumed,
So they really need it too, and they can get a little more because they're not undergoing treatment, but we want to pamper them and take care of them.
So do you offer gift certificates and that sort of thing? So if somebody wanted to give that to a caregiver or a patient or a friend or a loved one, they can contact you. Now, can you tell us how we can contact you and find you?
you can call us at 229-247-3332. We are on Facebook. We're also on Instagram. And then we have a website. It's thespaaesthetics.com. And aesthetics is spelled with an A. You can spell it with an A or with the E, but that's how it's spelled. If you Google us, we come up. So I've learned that today from a patient that found us.
It looks like you also offer a membership program. Can you quickly tell us about that role?
Membership program is a perfect way to take care of your skin, Maria. So you pay, like going to the gym, you pay a monthly fee, and we have a tier program depending on what your budget is, and you get a treatment each month, and we work with you on a treatment plan. You know, we start out with doing a good consult. This is what you need, and this is where we're going to start. And so that one fee you pay a month covers those services, and you get, I believe, 10% off of retail products as long as you're on the program. But it's a great
way. I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. That is super, super wonderful.
We like to start, you know, if you do the program, we like to start with a before picture.
Yeah.
And then if you do, whether you do a 6-month, you know, mm-hmm. Program or do a year, then we're able to do the after photo mm-hmm. to see where we started and where we ended
yeah.
up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the skin is the largest organ of the body. Is that
absolutely
correct? That
is so. And we take such good care of our hair and fingernails mm. and eyelashes. And, you know, we forget our skin a lot of times. I mean, we spend yeah. less on it. Now I've spent more on it lately since the older I've gotten.
Right.
I've realized, hey, this is, you know, this face has got to last me here.
Exactly.
So, and we're laughing, but it's true a lot mm-hmm. of times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we spend all this money on our hair and blah, blah, blah. But, as we get older, and of course, I've told the listeners, stay out of the sun. I've been a sun worshiper my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
The only blessing for me is that I have olive skin.
Right.
And so it has not affected me as much as it would had I not had olive skin. So
mm-hmm.
that sun, especially here in South Georgia, is, you know, just does so much. I can just imagine, you know, what my skin would look like had I taken good care of it. So.
Right.
I'm excited for your project and you going forward and everything. This is so exciting to step out and be an entrepreneur.
Oh,
so we are looking forward to having you with us again.
Well, I hope so. I hope you'll have me back and we can continue to cover new things and things that
absolutely.
We're doing. So I would be happy to do it.
Well, we are excited. I know you offer a lot of you know, complimentary makeup application and color matching with your skin.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of skincare products that you sell mm-hmm. there that are, you know, top of the line body waxing and hair removal and all that sort of thing. So you have so much to offer. But of course, with her being an instructor, I would feel 100% comfortable if she's teaching everybody else how to do it. She knows her stuff. So everybody go see
really.
Kelly or Talari right. at the Spa Aesthetics over on, what's the address?
It's 2420 Bemis Road and it's Suite C.
All right. And what are your hours? When are you open?
So Mondays by appointment only, Tuesday through Thursdays 10 to 5, and then Fridays is 10 to 3.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, Kelly,
You're
so
welcome.
Much for coming on tonight and telling us all about your new business. And
thank you.
We have to see each other more often.
Yes.
I'll have to come visit.
Okay. Yeah,
thank you, Kelly, so much. And we'll be calling you and talking to you. Me and Joe are going to make an appointment and come see you.
Yeah,
so.
Please we're going to come together.
I will take care of you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, we've got so much more coming up tonight, but we're going to take a break and hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Bikini season is just around the corner, and we all know you want to have the best beach body ever. Factor X Fitness in Thomasville can help you get your summer body and help you keep it. For only $20 per month and no contract with the latest in aerobics along with state-of-the-art equipment, functional training, and a personal training staff with over 40 years experience. So call us and get your best beach body ever. 1314 North Jackson Street in Thomasville. That's 229-236-2348.
We are VitaFuse. Our motivation is to help athletes achieve their full potential. We realize all the blood, sweat, and tears it takes to be a champion. We also understand all that hard work takes its toll on the body and the mind. That's why we offer cutting-edge hydration and nutritional support to keep you at the top of your game. Learn more online at VitaFuse.com. That's VitaFuse.com.
My name is Sean Eikenberry. My wife, Melissa, and I are the new owners of Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. We are locally owned and operated, and Melissa and I are both military veterans. Our 10,000 square foot gym is equipped with the top of the line Life Fitness weight and cardio equipment. And we have 5 tanning beds and also a daycare. Additionally, we have certified personal trainers on staff, and we offer group fitness classes to include Zumba, FitMix, Spin, and our most popular boot camp. Melissa started the first boot camp in Valdosta over 8 years ago. You can view our website at wintersvillefitness.com, find us on Facebook or Instagram, or call 469-4292. Stop by today and check out Wintersville Fitness, where you can build a better you.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, and Joe, what great information. Sounds like a great new place. I'm so excited to meet Kelly, and can't wait for us to go and have our beauty day.
I can't either. I need it so badly.
I've been meaning to tell you, all the way from down here, I can see those wrinkles, Joe. So, yeah, you really need it.
Oh, I guess my Botox hasn't kicked in. Wow.
No, Joe, I'm just kidding. You know, I'm just kidding.
I know.
You know, I'm blind and I can't even see that far. She's all the way at the other end of the table down there. So, you know, Botox, what is that? I haven't had any in 18 months. You can see the wrinkles. You know, oh, my Lord, I need some terribly bad.
Well, I started the year off right, okay? Well, I was like, I got to have some Botox in these wrinkles.
Well, let me tell you something.
I will confess.
I'm fixing to be a caregiver. And my father, we've got some bad news that he has cancer and, you know, 82 years young. God bless his soul. So all of you listeners out there, please keep us in your prayers. So, you know, that caretaker package, I'm really going to need that. So I thought that was just one of the best. I mean, I heard a lot of things and I know that Kelly's business is going to just boom, but that's what really touched me.
Yeah.
The fact that she is working with these patients that, you know, have gone through chemotherapy. You know, people don't think about those people. And so I think that was just one of the things that really touched me. And then on top of that, the caregivers package. I mean, that just, you know, that just speaks volumes, not only about her business, but about the kind of person that she is.
Absolutely.
So I really was touched by that. So we're definitely going to go and we hope to, we're going to have, Kelly, be part of our Fit Talk family. So we're going to work that out. So we're excited about having her. So
yes, we are.
But my good friend and my crime and fitness partner, is here, Melissa. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I know y'all busting at the seams over there at Wintersville.
It has been crazy.
But a good crazy.
Yeah, it's been a good crazy. It was probably the first couple weeks of January, which we're right there at it, and we signed up as many people in the first week as we usually do in a month, and I was like, okay, it's January again. Whew. Because December, you know how December is for fitness.
It's slow. Yeah, sure. It's very
slow. We have our highs and lows as everybody
does. December, you think, can I make it to January?
Yeah.
And then January, you think, oh my gosh, can we even make it? Can we even, now all these people, where have they come from?
Yeah. You rethink your choices sometimes in November and December in fitness.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
So.
But I hear just a lot of good things. I know you're doing a lot of things. But, you know, I know a lot of people start out the new year and then by March, they fizzled out.
Yes.
So tell us what we can do to keep that from happening.
Okay. Well, a lot of things are really important. Of course, diet's a big thing, but what I find it when you're talking about exercise, and it's why I'm constantly learning new ways of training, is you have to find what you're willing to stick with. You have to find something that you enjoy. So throughout my career, I've gotten certified in Pilates. I've added on barre recently. Tabata boot camp, just cardio kickboxing, because there's so many different ways. I've never gotten certified in Zumba because I'm a horrible dancer. I'm not that coordinated, but I love taking it. But no matter what it is, if you find that you're getting bored with your exercise routine, at Wintersville Fitness, we have so many different class options. But not only that, I also own FitMix on Bemis Road, and it's strictly a group fitness and personal training studio. So if you're intimidated by the gym setting, we also own that. So it's FitMix Group Fitness at 3323 Bemis Road. We just started our first boot camp of the year. It's packed out. We have 18 people in our early morning class. The 5 a.m. class is always a big push for us. And we just try to motivate those people to stick with it. Our program is for 6 weeks. It's a good jump start for whatever weight loss you are looking for or whatever health benefits you're looking for. Some people are not there for weight loss. They just want something exciting to do, yeah, something to motivate them. And they enjoy the camaraderie of the boot camp. And then other people prefer that one-on-one touch. And that's where my PT clients, you know, it's like, no, I don't want to go into a gym. I'm not comfortable in a group fitness setting. I don't feel coordinated enough. And then we do one-on-one and I teach them. And then usually after a month or so, I try the class.
Yeah.
They feel more confident and then they're ready to try something new. And then usually with my training, I'll implement so many different ways. They're like, I really love the Pilates part.
Right.
And you have to listen to your clients and say, okay, she really loves kickboxing. She really loves this.
Yeah.
I can tell the stuff she hates. Mm-hmm. And then you try to tweak it because when you start seeing them lose motivation, you're like, okay, well, I'm putting in that thing that I realize she really doesn't like.
Right.
And then you have to incorporate the things you saw she was getting excited about.
That is amazing that you can personalize those mm-hmm. training sessions strategically for that individual.
Yeah.
And just kind of watching them see how they react to the different types of exercises or training right. that you offer to know what would be the best fit for them. I mean, that's so personalized. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I mean, I see on Instagram and Facebook, I follow mm-hmm. you and follow Wintersville, and I can see all those people sweating it out in the morning. Yeah. I'm just like, I don't know how they get up at 5 a.m. and get there, but they do, and they are just like so excited and really right. just, you have a big group that are really.
Right. And this morning is, we do the track. We add that in on our second week of camp, which was this week. So today was our first track day. We go to Valdosta Middle School track. And typically we lose a few people, and we did. We had, I think, 13 come of the 18 to or so that have been coming regularly because they don't like cold weather or whatever.
Yeah.
But when they get out there and they realize how energetic it is yeah. and how awesome it is to just try something new and to have that goal in mind, we start running gradually. And each week, every Thursday, we call it Track Thursday, we go there and we increase how far they run until by the end of the camp, everybody's able to run. Most everybody, I would love to say everybody, there are some people that have a hard time with it, but most everybody's able to run a full mile without stopping, which wow. is a huge feat for somebody who's never done that before.
That is amazing.
I remember the first time I did it and I was like, wow, that burns. And then you kind of get past that initial yeah. and then you go a little farther and you get a little better at it. But, it's just something that's exciting when they can do that for the first time. They're really, really proud of themselves.
Oh, I'm certain. Just the feeling you get from accomplishing a goal or after it's over, mm-hmm. you know, that release of what is it? The
endorphins
mm-hmm. that just make you feel like you've conquered the world, you know?
Right.
And that is a great motivation. And then looking at your body change. I mean, what right. is like, I would say for the average person, the average weight loss in the first week or two of your program, like sweating it out, if they really stick to it, what can
yeah,
they expect?
Well, what I do is I have them, I do all of their measurements, their inches, their body fat percentage, and their weight. And we track their progress as they go. Mm-hmm. Typically, the first camp they go to, I try to give them the full 6 weeks. And I actually ask them, it's against what some people believe in the business. I don't like them to weigh.
Uh-huh.
I want them to wait until the end because you tend to, and you know this, you initially may gain a little weight before you lose weight, yeah. and that's because you're building muscle. But you'll notice that typically on the first camp, they lose more inches than they lose weight. If they stick
better.
With it on the next one, it changes up. Then they start losing the weight and yeah. still losing inches, and their body fat drops. And I have one, my biggest loser was 26 pounds in 6 weeks.
Wow.
And that
amazing.
Was just, it was a male and... That lucky for you, Chase. Men tend to, if they really stick with it, mm-hmm. their formula where they can lose the weight a little quicker than women, from what I've found. Different demographics lose weight different ways too. And that's why I started doing, part of why I started doing the boot camp is because as a trainer, I don't like to go by what just is in a book. I want to prove my theory with
yeah.
numbers. So I've kept my statistics from the very first boot camp that I did. And I know which demographics tends to lose better, which ones seem to struggle more, which ones tend to drop off
mm-hmm.
more quickly than others. And that's why I love my early morning classes. I hate to say it. I mean, it's all you can do is work out in the evening. By all means, I'm not telling you not to do it. But the people that'll get up mm-hmm. before 5 a.m. have a goal in mind.
Right.
And 75 to 80% of them finish the 6-week camp.
That's wonderful.
My little later classes, it drops.
Yeah.
And it drops. And in my evening class, it's even less.
Right.
And it's just, they may start out with a lot of passion and they're really, really ready to go, but they tend to drop out about halfway or to 4 weeks in. Mm-hmm. You're losing a lot of clientele. But my 5 a.m. people, my 6 a.m. people, they kick it. They
wow.
know.
Yeah.
I was like, all you've got to fight with, if you'll do an early morning workout, is your alarm clock.
Exactly.
In the afternoon, you got to fight with, oh God, the kid has this to go to. I got a sporting event. Mom wants us to come over for dinner.
Yeah.
There's so many
something.
Things. Or
life
you just had a rough
way.
Day at work and you're just tired. But if you do it first thing in the morning, it makes your entire day better.
It's out of the
but
way
like
and
I said,
you've done
it. I'm not saying that if it's all you can do to work out in the evening, not to do it.
Right.
But
right.
try a morning workout sometime. Yeah. It's phenomenal, the difference. I found that they lose body fat quicker.
Yeah.
Part of it, I think, is the motivation, the fact that they do stick with it mm-hmm. throughout the entire camp. But the camaraderie is better because these people are like calling each other, are you up yet?
Oh.
They'll go pick
wow.
each other up. When
yeah.
one of them's less motivated, they're like saying, okay, carpool, I'm here. I'm
well,
in your driveway.
Totally teamwork.
And,
that's great.
And it does. It's just a totally different atmosphere in the morning.
Well, is there a fee? Like, do you pay a fee up front for this boot camp, or is it mm-hmm. part of your gym membership, or how do you get into it?
Well, you can do either location. We've opened it up where they can go to the FitMix location on Bemis or our one at Wintersville. That way, if you miss one class time, you got to fall back. I've arranged in a way where they do my program. So basically, you're going to get a very similar, not exactly the same, because I like to free the trainers to do their own thing as long as mm-hmm. it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to get your basic workouts going to be the same. So if you miss the morning because you overslept, you can go to an evening one at either location. It's $120 if you're not a member of Wintersville, and it's $100 even for Wintersville members. So they get $20
really
off
reasonable.
To be a member.
That's amazing.
You know, there's so many boot camps. They're like, how do you charge that? There's some that are $300, $350 in some towns. And I said, you know what? I want to help more people.
Yeah.
And what I found with boot camp is the bigger the class, the more of them finish.
Exactly.
So you want to make it affordable where more people who maybe can't afford personal training or can't afford anything else mm-hmm. will do it.
Yeah.
And they finish.
I mean,
they'll get their buddies and they finish.
$20 a week, you know, we waste that on Cokes and chips and junk and, you know, coffees, lattes, whatever. Why not spend it on yourself and get up and get dedicated and change how you look and feel and love life, you know?
Yes, and they do a good job, and we try to work with them on nutrition too. And nutrition, as we all know, is a huge part of whether you reach your goals or not.
Yes,
it's for me personally, it's always been my battle because the fun part is the working out. It's great that it's fun. I mean, I could work out all day, and well, except for my boot now, but I can work out and I can do that, and I enjoy it. But I also enjoy Oreos.
Yeah,
you know, so when I was younger. You could eat that little bit of junk and still keep the weight pretty much in check with a good workout. But as you all age and our metabolism slows, you can't cheat as much anymore.
Absolutely, you cannot cheat as much. I certainly resemble that remark.
Not saying you can't a little bit, but you got to be a lot more focused on your diet than you used to.
And instead of every day, once a week, maybe a bite of something. No.
Yeah. Well, and I had some information. Probably my favorite training of all the training I've been to was a Tabata boot camp with Mindy.
Oh, I love Tabata boot camp.
I will slaughter her last name, but I think it's Melria. But Mindy actually was the instructor for the Tabata boot camp training I went to a few years back. And out of all the nutrition stuff, this makes the most sense to me, and it breaks it down really easy. And if you'll do this every time you think you're hungry, it really makes a big difference for me. Ask yourself three questions. Number one, am I hungry? Drink a glass of water. A lot of times you're thirsty, not hungry. And the more water you drink, it increases your metabolism. It makes you feel full because a lot of times your body is just thirsty. And you'll eat less. So I always drink a glass of water prior to whatever I'm about to eat. Sometimes I may drink that glass of water and I realize, no, I really wasn't hungry. I was just thirsty. I want another glass of water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and it keeps you from snacking. The second question is it smart? Okay. You realize, okay, yes, I am still hungry. Mm-hmm. I wasn't just thinking I was. And then is it smart? Okay. You've got a brownies over here or you've got steamed broccoli over here. then
not
you
a
have
good
the
choice.
Choice to make. Okay, then is it a smart?
That's a
choice?
Bad thing to have choices.
Right. So that's a really tough choice. But if you're really really set on making your goals happen and reaching your goals, then you need to choose the broccoli, just for instance. Mm-hmm. And then, how much do I need? When you feel satisfied,
stop.
I've never made my kids clean their plate. I know there's times when your kid's just being picky and they won't eat and you're worried they're going to starve. I've done that too, where I'm like, no, you got to eat something. But the thing is, they don't have to clean their plate. If they feel really full and they say they're full, I typically believe them.
Right.
I mean, now if they say, but can I have a little bit more mac and cheese? And I'm like, no. No, because you're not full if you still want that, but you don't want any more spinach. Yeah. Because if you're still hungry, you'll eat the spinach.
Yeah. Good idea.
There's no seconds on the bad stuff.
Yeah.
So that's just in there to give you a little bit of joy. Yeah. But if you're really hungry, you'll eat more of the vegetable, not necessarily having to have the potatoes or the mac and cheese or whatever.
So we're really like toddlers, just grown. Because
we're toddlers.
You're training those toddlers so you know, don't you, Jay?
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, we're adult toddlers, you know.
Yeah. When it comes
many clients that... Mm-hmm. That will tell me, no, I don't eat vegetables. What can I do if I don't want to eat vegetables? I'm like, excuse me, you're 30, what?
And you don't eat vegetables.
Your mama never told you to eat your vegetables. It's real simple. It's even if there's only a few that you can stomach, make sure you eat them every day.
Yeah.
I had, I'm training a group of competitors this year, a really good group and a group of girls. And, you know, they've all been excited and, you know, they've been training hard. They trained in the off season, you know, and I said, come January, you know, we're going to get on that competitor's diet. I said, now the training part is easy, you know, and I said, we can't out train a bad diet. You know, one of them is a seasoned competitor. She's already competed before and the other three have never competed. So, we weighed them and I measured them, you know, very first of the year. And I said, and I gave them the diet. I said, you know, every week we're going to weigh. And every 2 weeks you can have a cheat meal. So this past week was this coming up weekend is when they're going to have their cheat meal. And so I was talking to all of them. I said, you know, what's been the hardest thing? And one of the girls said, I just don't like the food. I said, what? You don't like the food? I said, what's wrong with it? I said, you're getting, you know, chicken, you're getting turkey, you're getting red meat once a week, you're getting fish, you're getting salmon, you know, you're getting fresh vegetables, you know, you're getting fruit, you know. And I said, so you don't like, I said, it's whole good food. She said, well, you know, it's not that I don't like it, but I'm just bored with it. You know, I want some mac and cheese. I want some mac and cheese. I was like, what? I said, you know, that's gone. And she said, I just don't know if I can do it. Now, she could do the training. She's been paying me for months now. She's doing the workouts. She's doing the cardio. But all of a sudden, she's realized this is really hard.
The diet is so, so very hard.
You know, but it's not really a diet. It's a lifestyle of eating healthy. She has not eaten healthy her whole life. Now, she doesn't have to lose but just about 20 pounds. But 20 pounds of fat, and then we have to maintain the lean body mass. She said, well, then she said, it's too much food because they're having to eat 5 to 6 times a day. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, you're eating 5 to 6 times a day, but you've cut the fat and we've cut the sugar. Mm-hmm. But what she was saying to me is, I want my sugar back. Yeah. I want my carbohydrates back. And, you know, you can't have that body and eat that kind of food. So there's a sacrifice. And some people are not willing, even if they're not competing, but some people are just not willing to make the sacrifice, Melissa, to eat those vegetables and to eat the right foods, you know, even to have just to, even just to lose 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely, everything in fitness, health and fitness is a lifestyle change. If you don't make it a lifestyle change, I promise you it's temporary.
Oh, yeah.
And I see people that get ready for these competitions and they look great and then they're not going to compete again and they just let it all go quickly, some of them. And then others will stick with it and they almost compete too much and they do it, you know.
Right.
So there's like these extremes.
You got to find that happy medium,
and
that balance.
I just choose to be healthy. I make good, healthy eating choices. And you don't have to. And even in the Mindy's training with Tabata Boot Camp, you don't have to keep yourself from eating any sweet. If you were like when at the time she was talking about people who work in business offices and stuff. I work in a gym, so I have pretty good options available to me. But if somebody's bringing in brownies for the bank, because you work at the bank, you don't have to eat a whole brownie. If you want to taste it, she said, don't completely take it out of your diet. Taste it. You know, get that taste in your mouth. It helps get rid of that craving for you. But don't eat the whole thing, or don't eat two or three. You can always, anything's okay in moderation, as long as you just have the sense about you, okay, my goals are more important than how good this brownie's going to be, or whatever it may be.
Well, we have a love affair with food that mm-hmm. tastes good, and it's hard to break that affair.
Well, what's good is your body.
A good way to put it, I don't know.
Right. What's good is your body craves what you give it on a regular basis, and
that's
it
right.
takes about 2 to 3 weeks to formulate that habit. So if you can deal with forcing yourself to eat the steamed broccoli and eat the baked chicken and eat the, you know, whatever it, asparagus and baked sweet potato or whatever without butter and all that stuff on it, for a few weeks, your body will start to crave what you're giving it. If you give it McDonald's, it wants McDonald's.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that is very true.
Yeah.
You have to retrain your taste buds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and it's a mindset.
Right.
You know, your mind can... You know, your mind has to make it happen. Whatever your mind tells your body to do, it's going to do it.
That's mm-hmm. right. Now, don't y'all offer some meal prep, already prepped meals at Factor over in
Absolutely, we do. So it's a product called Clean Eats. I had one today. It was a keto beef and vegetables. Mm-hmm. It had 230 calories, 28 grams of protein, 1 gram of sugar, and 8 grams of carbs. And
awesome.
It is a delicious meal for $7.50. It fills you up. I try to eat one almost for lunch every day. If I don't eat it for lunch, then I'll eat it for a mid-afternoon snack.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you something that happened to me today, and it made me realize that I have got to eat every 2 to 3 hours. I've been getting to work every day at 6 o'clock in the morning, which means I leave my house at 4:30, which means I typically eat on the way to work over in Omega, Georgia. I'll give them a big plug. Susie Q's has a good breakfast. I mean, they have real breakfast, you know, grits and eggs. And so I get my eggs and my bacon. Well, I had eaten that at 5:30 that morning, and I've been really busy. A lot of clients, you know, working really hard, training people. And so I went without my mid-morning snack. I had had nothing to eat since 5:30 this morning. At 12:30, I go to work out. I do one set, and I told my training partner, I said, Paige, something's not right. I don't feel right. I got to the second set, and I stopped mid-set. I said, I'm sick. Something's wrong. Blood sugar had plummeted. You know, no food. And I said, all of a sudden, I stopped, and I realized, I have not eaten since 5:30 this morning.
You did what your clients do, and you fuss at them.
Right. But, you know, it was a matter of I just got real busy because
right.
I normally don't do it. But I didn't really feel hungry, you know, mm-hmm. like I normally do, because my mind was going with 100 different things. And I got sick and almost passed out, had to go sit down. She had to go get me a Coke because I needed some sugar, you know, mm-hmm. in a hurry. Mm-hmm. So got me a real Coke, and I sipped a little bit of that. And then I had to sit down and eat, and you know, I felt better after that. But you're right. You cannot, I've already trained my body now, trying to get back in that mode of eating good, you know, and eating every 2 to 3 hours. And so it made me sick. So you're right. I mean, I didn't practice what I normally preach. And that was a real wake up call for me a while ago.
So as soon as I see somebody where you can tell their lips get a little pale.
Right.
And they're starting to get lightheaded on you.
And
shaking. Usually I'm like, the first thing I say is, when's the last time did you eat that
right.
you ate? And more times than not, it's been more than 3 or 4 hours. And I'm like, what have I told you? And then, you know, sometimes they're just dehydrated. It can be a number of things, but a lot of times it's because they haven't eaten.
Absolutely. And again, that happened to me. And I'm a trainer and I know better.
Yeah, I've done it myself. So,
but you know, it's all about that diet. We cannot out-train a bad diet. You have, in order to lose weight, you have to, you know, create a deficit and burn more calories than you have taken in. And just eating the same amount and burning those calories, you're not going to lose any weight. You'll maintain your weight like that. But, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people don't really get that. Well, I'm eating less, but if you're eating less and moving less, guess what?
It canceled out.
Right. So
yeah.
You're not going to lose any weight. Chase, how are you doing on your diet these days, or are we on one?
Interesting that you brought that up.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah. My roommate, because I told you just moved out, he brought up the idea of doing the keto diet. And I was talking to a coworker about it, and he's like, well, they may help you over the short run, but not really over the long run. And I was like, okay, well, what do you suggest? And he brought up an idea that I never thought about, actually. He brought up juicing. And I don't know if you know anything about that or if
sure.
one of y'all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he was like, yeah, it'll get you healthy and help you lose weight really fast. He said there was a documentary on Netflix where this guy went from like 305 pounds to like 180 in 60 days just by juicing and working out and stuff like that. Like he went from full humongous beer gut.
What are we
to
talking about me, man?
Oh, Lord. Kicking Kevin. But yeah, it was like this documentary on this guy who like had this big beer gut and went from that to like this, you know, buff 180-pound, 190-pound guy in 60 days just by juicing and getting active and stuff. And so so I've kind of been thinking about doing juicing and stuff like that. I don't know if y'all have any tips or ideas other to do besides the keto or juicing or whatever. But
I think any of those, it's just like what I was saying, or anything is okay in moderation. What I have found with people that lose that much weight that quick,
right,
they can put it on just as quick, maybe quicker,
right,
as soon as they, because then you've made it where you've gotten yourself on this diet that's not sustainable for a lifetime, for long term,
right,
because
you gotta learn to eat properly, you know,
right.
That's why a lot of diets don't work over the long term. And you're right, Chase, you know, the keto diet will help you to lose weight quickly, mm-hmm, because you're taking out carbs,
right.
But you have to train your body to, you have to have some carbs in order to, you know, you need to train your body to eat proper amounts of protein, carbs, fats, sugars, and learn what to eat. Because if you don't eat, it's just like, I don't believe in diet pills. That's just teaching you to take a pill.
Right.
Right.
You know, that's not teaching you a lifestyle of eating healthy.
Right.
Right.
And the thing with the, it's like I told somebody a while back, years back, you know, as a trainer, everybody's like, oh, well, let me tell you about, and I won't say the names of them, but all these different companies that make these lose weight quick shakes or pills or this and that sort of thing. And I tell them, listen, it could taste like a Frosty from Wendy's, but if I have to drink it in place of a meal once or twice a day, every single day, can I do that for the rest of my life and be content?
No.
Absolutely not. So a lot of these fatty diets that people get on, it's like, it's not feasible to do it for the rest of your life. So teach yourself how to eat from all of your food groups, eat in moderation, and like you say, getting your macros right, making sure you're taking in enough protein. Protein helps curb your appetite. So
it fills you up, right.
And it fills you up. It fills you up for longer. Drinking water helps with that. So just learning those things that help you eat, want to eat less. And I got to have a little bit of carbs, but in moderation, you know, and timing, the time of day that you have them is important. You don't want to load up on a carb-filled diet or meal right before you go to bed.
No,
and,
absolutely
and
not.
You mentioned this sometime last year, I believe it was, where not every diet or not every change is going to be the same to every person. So you
right.
got to
exactly.
kind of fit what your body loves and will help you lose weight and get healthy faster. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Speaking of something good, we just had a great smoothies tonight from Smoothie King. Tomorrow is $5 Friday. Of course, I had my basic that I love, my strawberry smoothie with the blueberries in it, Joe. And it's gone. Once again, my little smoothie is gone, gone, gone. So tell us what you brought us all tonight.
Of course, you know, I brought you your Gladiator strawberry smoothie, which has no sugar in the protein, and added wild blueberries and stevia because you like those low sugar. And it's got like 48 grams of protein.
Wow.
I think probably about 330 calories, something like that. So it is a meal replacement. And then for our guests that left already, the Kelly and her daughter, for the spa, I got them a chocolate activator. It's 210 calories, I think about 28 grams of protein in it. Bananas, chocolate, protein powder, coconut milk. So it's a good hydration, also meal replacement type smoothie or snack. And for Chase, I got him the same thing, but I added peanut butter because Chase loves peanut butter. So
yeah.
It's got a little more calories in it, a little more fat in it, but
It's tasty. I didn't put strawberries in it, though, because I was trying to be low on the sugar for you. But
well, and that's what I love about Smoothie King. If I need to get something where I am on the go, rather than going through that drive-thru, now that the one here has a drive-thru in it, you know, you can run through the drive-thru and get a smoothie where you have a meal replacement that's going to fill you up, sustain you, give you the protein that you need, and is refreshing because it's in a drink. And you can skip that ridiculous meal that you may get if you go through fast food or something.
Exactly.
When you're really in a crunch, there's, and that's why even like with the juicing, that is a good option. If you got to have something quick and on the go, that's fine. You just got to think about, okay, I can do this one time a day. Can I do it every meal or, you know, and that kind of thing. And I have seen people where they juiced all of their food and you lose weight.
I couldn't do that. I have to have the texture.
I got to chew something.
Yeah, me too.
God gave us teeth for
a reason. It is good if you, it's, you know, a smoothie or something like that when you're in a crunch. I mean, by all means, it's better than making an unhealthy choice.
For sure. So $5 Friday tomorrow on all our medium smoothies, $6 on the meal replacements. And we have four locations, two in Valdosta, one in Thomasville, and one in Tipton. So please, it's all day from open to close.
We certainly enjoy that one in Thomasville, Joe. We go there quite frequently, everybody from the gym. Well, you know, next week we're going to be talking about medical weight loss with Blake Williams. And he's bringing a guest from the medical weight loss, the Sterling Center over in Moultrie, Georgia. But then on the 31st, I guess it's going to be skin month because we're going to be involved with Vita Beauty Affair. Now, you know, Vita Fuse is part of our Fit Top family, but they are doing something similar, I guess, over in, they're going to be in conjunction with a spa in Thomasville, and they're going to have wine and cheese, and they're going to be talking about how we can get beauty from an infusion, collagen. They're going to be talking about the VitaSlim shots that you can get, and we'll learn all about these. You can get a free gift. Dr. Medley will be the guest speaker there. And it's January the 31st from 5 o'clock to 6:30 on a Thursday, on Jackson Street. And it's hosted by Divine Studio, in their outdoor covered patio. So it's going to be a girls' night out. It's $100, attend this and get all the things. Now you can come and just attend it if you want to. And, but if you want the infusion, the collagen, the VitaSlim shot, you are certainly, that's what they're going to be doing. You can find out more about this at www.vitafuse.com. And so VitaFuse is stepping out there, Joe.
Sounds like it. Now, is this infusion kind of like hydration type with the...
It'll be collagen.
Oh.
And you can, it was actually collagen that goes intravenously and helps your skin. So, you know, but it's a whole beauty package over at Divine Studio, which is a new aesthetic spa in Thomasville, Georgia.
That's great.
We missed it when I got an IV the last time we were here. You were doing grandma stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Well, darn. Did you feel better?
But
Doesn't it make you feel so much better?
It's like it's getting all of your vitamins intravenously because there's so many. I think I forget what percentage they said that you don't get from what we take by mouth.
Yeah.
And this goes straight in there, so you get 100% of whatever they're giving
I'm getting one every 2 weeks now. I'm feeling a lot better.
Good. I'm
and,
so glad.
And they're putting an anti-inflammatory in mine to keep the inflammation down in my body. So it has been wonderful for me. Well, y'all, next week we're going to be live, and so put your makeup on, girls, and we're going to be live on Facebook next week, and then, like I said, following week we'll be in Thomasville, Georgia, with a live remote from Divine Studio. Chase, so good to see you. Happy New Year to all of our listeners. Please remember to stay with us here as we get 2019 set up and going here with Fit Talk Radio. We'll be back on a regular basis, so we're looking forward to having you. Joe, thank you for the smoothies. Melissa, thank you for being here. Remember to always stay in faith, love your family, and stay fit. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.